Chapter 26. For the divisions of gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sachar the fourth, and Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulethi the eighth. For God had blessed him. And to Shemaiah his son there were sons born that were rulers of the house of their father, for they were capable mighty men. The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brothers were capable men, Elihu, and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, capable men with the power for the service, 62 belonging to Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, capable men, 18. And Hosah of the sons of Merari had sons. Shimri was the head, for he did not happen to be the firstborn, but his father appointed him as head. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosah were 13. Of these divisions of the gatekeepers, the head men had duties exactly as their brothers did, to minister at the house of Jehovah. So they cast lots for the small, the same as for the great, by their paternal houses, for the different gates. Then the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. For Zechariah his son, a counselor with discretion, they cast the lots, and his lot got to come out to the north. Obed-Edom had his to the south, and his sons had the storehouses. Shuppim and Hosah had theirs to the west, close by the gate Sheleketh, by the highway that goes up, guard group corresponding with guard group. To the east there were 6 Levites, to the north for a day, 4, to the south for a day, 4, and for the stores, 2 by 2. For the portico to the west, 4 at the highway, 2 at the portico. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of the Korahites and of the sons of Merari. As regards the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of the true God, and over the treasures of the things made holy. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonite belonging to Ladan, the heads of the paternal houses belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel his brother, were over the treasures of the house of Jehovah. For the Amramites, for the Izharites, for the Hebronites, for the Azaelites, even Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was a leader over the stores. As regards his brothers, of Eliezer, there was Rehabiah his son, and Jesheiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zichri his son, and Shelomoth his son. This Shelomoth and his brothers were over all the treasures of the things made holy, that David the king and the heads of the paternal houses and the chiefs of the thousands and of the hundreds and the chiefs of the army had made holy. From the wars and from the spoil they had made things holy to maintain the house of Jehovah, and also all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah had made holy. What anyone made holy was under the control of Shelomith and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Cananiah and his sons were for the outside business as officers and as judges over Israel. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, capable men, 1,700 were over the administration of Israel in the region of the Jordan to the west, for all the work of Jehovah and for the king's service. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was the head of the Hebronites by its generations by forefathers. In the 40th year of David's kingship, they were sought out, and valiant, mighty men came to be found among them in Jazer in Gilead. And his brothers, capable men, were 2,700, heads of the paternal houses. So David the king assigned them over the Reubenites and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter of the true God and matter of the king.